producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, y'all. Y'all are doing a great job out there. Really good. Bang up, man. How do I know? It's the lead story today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the readers of Natural News, those of you who engage in digesting new information, new thought forms, new media, questioning authority, questioning the establishment, questioning authoritarians, it's working! How do I know? Well, check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And no, it's not the 5,000% increase on a phony AIDS drug. It's about selling you vaccines. It is not working like it used to. What is wrong with you people? You're just not rolling up your sleeve or dropping your drawers to get injected. We've got to do something different. These are desperate times calling for desperate measures. Our previous versions of black magic to sell you vaccines, this is not working. We've got to find a new form of black magic. And what is that black magic? It's, of course, advertising. Remember the show Mad Men, all about advertising in the 20th century, how they programmed and then they captured, they got feelings, they emoted. And interestingly enough, if you watch that show Mad Men, Draper's character at the last episode, where he's on a hillside and it's kind of hippy-dippy, and they kind of intimate that he comes up with, "I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony." Not that I can do that. But anyway, that was the context of, oh my gosh, Coca-Cola. The brand of sweetened, carbonated, caramel-colored sugar water that took over the world in the 20th century. Out of, I don't know, if it was Robert Woodruff's drugstore in Atlanta. How it happened. And I grew up, just like many of you, the Coca-Cola kid. We just drank soda because it was what we were programmed and marketed to do. If we were not doing it, it was our parents who were programmed and marketed before us, depending on your age and generation. And so we blindly sucked down the sugar water with carbonation, caramel coloring, and whatever other secret sauce ingredients they put in there. Now, at a time earlier in the 20th century, it was actually containing an addictive substance known as, well, something from the coca leaves, I believe. Cocaine, Coca-Cola, right? This was actually an addictive substance. It was considered a medicine. And at a certain point, they go, oh, well, we better reformulate that. But it was a secret sauce. And yet, even if they pulled out all the cocaine or whatever it was originally, it was really highly addictive. How do I know? Because I grew up drinking it all of the time. And when I woke up to the reality of not poisoning my body like I had for the first 24 years of my life, I stopped drinking it, and I went through withdrawal symptoms. And I never drank the artificial stuff, even the saccharin tab, whatever it was back then. Disgusted me. I was like, no, give me the sugar water. And when I stopped, it was a couple of years of cravings. I could smell a Coca-Cola. I could imagine the taste. I mean, right now, the bubbles, the taste coming in, the feeling it would give me. I remember traveling in Europe in my youth when I would go in Ural across Europe. And I would, you know, there was Coca-Cola everywhere. And I had partly woken up at that point, and I wasn't drinking any, but it was like, wow, my body really craves this stuff. What the heck is it? So they captured not only the ability to magically transform humankind to begin drinking a substance that had no healthful benefit whatsoever, only detriment, and market it in such a way that we believed we couldn't go by a day without it. We couldn't go without it. And I'm of that generation. So the vaccine industrial complex is freaking out about now because the controversy is rising across planet Earth, questioning the sanctity of vaccination. This sacred rite of passage in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And they don't know what to do because all the people just accepted it. You just got vaccinated. That's what you did, right? You just drank Coca-Cola. That's just what you did. Or if you're in the Midwest, was it a Pepsi or was it Pop? You know, we called everything a Coke in the South, even though I was from the North originally. Honorary Southerner. Get me with my redneck friends and you'll hear it come out. So it's not only Pepsi, Coca-Cola, it's PepsiCo, McDonald's, who sells a lot of soft drinks, who are, you know, they're dying on the vine too, but I think it's a little too little, a little too late. But I haven't even told you what's going on, have I? I just kind of set the stage. Because of the magic of the Coca-Colas and PepsiCos of the world in the fast food industry, the United Nations World Health Organization enlisted the marketing advice of the International Food and Beverage Alliance. These are the people promoting fast food, genetically engineered drive-thrus, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, etc. We've got to figure out how to sell vaccines to those who are reluctant to receive them. And it came out recently, this World Health Organization report. And remember, they've never met a vaccine that they didn't like. And they were told by the Beverage and Food Industry Alliance, forget the facts, sell vaccines the way you sell Coca-Cola. Appeal to emotion. That's right, folks. It's not about your immune system. It's not about whether they work or they don't. It's not about whether they'll kill you or they'll harm you or that $3 billion has been paid out through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the court here in the United States. It's not about that. It's about how do we elicit the feeling of, I'd like to teach the world to sing with syringes in their ears. This came from a 2011 meeting. And there's a report that is linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. It says, report of the SAGE Working Group on Vaccine Hesitancy. That's what they call it. Are you hesitating when that needle is coming your way? No, I don't think we're hesitating at all. I think we're revolting. You're revolting, Robert. Yeah, I get that. I know. Very funny. But we are rebelling against authoritarians with needles. As Michael Badnarik, my good friend, author of Good to Be King, a Foundation of Our Constitutional Freedom, says, Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring the 45, we'll see who makes a bigger hole. When you come to the conclusion, as I have and as many doctors and laypersons have, that vaccines are more dangerous than they are helpful, more harmful than they are supportive, you begin to not only hesitate, but you begin to stand up violently, if you will, in response. And I'm not advocating violence. I'm not advocating that anybody shoot their doctor. That's not what I'm saying. But it's a wake-up call now when you realize that those desperately trying to have you get out of your hesitancy, as they call it, are going to market you like they marketed you Coca-Cola. And this report says all that really matters is the power of the story. Again, you could hear this happening on Mad Men with Don Draper. Consumers care about benefits, not supporting facts. Oh, stop with the facts. Even though the facts are lies, according to, you know, what the WHO, the CDC, the FDA, everybody else, and the AAP promote vaccines. Reason leads to conclusions, while emotion leads to action, i.e. change comes from feelings, not facts. Enough with the facts. That's why they can't argue on the facts. When you throw out facts that $3 billion has been paid out to families of children who have been injured or killed by vaccines since the 1986 Injury Compensation Program was established, we can't compete with that. We got to go to emotions. You can't beat us on emotions either when you watch the disaster of losing a child, whether that child still lives but can't function or is totally killed. One big idea needs to drive the entire communication strategy, according to this report. Only one or two messages can be communicated. The rest must be sacrificed. Now, it's only a matter of time before they go not only to Coca-Cola, but they go to Hollywood, and they remake Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And it's going to be just momentarily when basically the only people who are convinced of vaccinations are going to be like those whose bodies have been snatched by aliens. And if you don't pretend, walk down the street drooling, walk down the street like you're autistic, walk down the street like you have ADHD, walk down the street with chronic diseases, with eczema, with constipation, they're going to know that you haven't been vaccinated. So we're all, the healthy people, are going to have to start acting like you're chronically ill in order to subvert what's going to happen here. Because I don't know if you it's been remade, I think, a few times. The one I remember growing up was with Donald Sutherland, I think. Yeah, Donald Sutherland. That's the 24 guy's dad for you young people, you millennials. You know, and it was, you couldn't fall asleep because if you did, your body would be taken over. And there's an apt context here, that those who have fallen asleep still accept that vaccines are helpful to them, and they disavow any knowledge that you would point out that they could be dangerous and even deadly. And so at the end of the movie, Donald Pleasence's character just becomes one of them, goes, points at you, and then you have to run for your life because they all see you. They're going to gang up on you. So everybody learn how to walk the chronic disease walk. If you've healed, if you're awake, if you're alive, if you're vital, and you can see through these lies, you can see through the pharmaceutical matrix, get ready to pretend or remember what it was like when you were chronically ill and asleep and manipulated by Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, PepsiCo, and the like, because there's what's coming next in the marketing of vaccinations to you. My friends, my fellow Robert Scadbell Show listeners, you have been warned. You have been warned. They're on a keep it simple, stupid strategy, but only the stupid people will fall for it. Don't be one of them. And I don't anticipate that you will be. But it's rather interesting and telling that they've gone to the marketing gurus of the disastrous food that is not food, the addictive products of the 20th century, to try and convince you in the 21st that vaccines are great and that you're out of your mind for questioning them and hesitating, much less saying, no, not in my body, no, not in my child's body. All right, let me know what you think. 866-939-BELL, robertscadbell.com is the website. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Carry on your microbiome. We got a story about that. It's cool.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'll have a syringe of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, yeah, just mainline it. Yeah, just right in me. No, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Wow. Incredible story as we open today's show. We've got a really cool show, too. Second hour, I'm going to give you a heads up on it. Liam Sheff is back with Dr. T. You've never met Dr. T, perhaps. Amanda from Stockton, Iowa 1 connected us. And he is an amazing physician, holistically inclined, doing great work and even charity work. But the main focus we want to talk about are topical issues, lesions, cancerous and non-cancerous lesions. Are there safe ways to prevent and reverse them? Dr. T says absolutely. So get ready. Very skin, superficially focused. Oh, the Robert Scott Bell Show is going superficial. No, it's going deep. It's going deep. We'll show you the connections to everything from in deep, outside as well. We got that coming up. But carry on your wayward microbiome. I don't know why that song's coming in from Kansas to me. But it's an interesting story on healthfinder.gov. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. You carry your microbial cloud. Say that really fast. Microbial cloud. I got it. With you. Did you ever think there was a microbial cloud? We heard about the microbiome, right? We've got this gut bacteria. But it's more than that because we talk about the skin. This is the reason why I say don't use those purifying agents, those hand sanitizers, alcohol and triclosan and antibiotics and just cancer-causing things. You're wiping out your protection. You're creating leaky hands. But this talks about, very interestingly, that it's not just the microbiome inside of you and outside of you, but what you're carrying around you. Now, this is wild. This reminds me of a visual of, listen to this. Individuals release bacteria into their surroundings, a sealed chamber study finds. So immediately I had the visual of Pigpen from Charlie Brown, right? The Peanuts cartoon or comic book. Well, he was the guy, the dirt was flying off of him, and you see that. Is this what we're doing, and is this going to create
a lot of panic out there. More Howard Hugheses that are afraid of the germ. Or could it be the interaction? You know, they talk about pheromones and you're easily attracted to someone or repulsed by them. Could it be because of the microbes they're giving off? Your microbes don't like their microbes, or your microbes are in love with their microbes. I don't know. This opens up a whole new can of you-know-what. It's trying to figure this out. But if you're a germaphobe, you're freaking out about this microbial cloud. They put people in a chamber, a sealed air chamber, and within 4 hours afterwards, they could sequence the microbes that were there. And without even seeing you, by detecting what's in the air, they could find out, oh, that was him or that was her. And question, is this going to lead to another, I think, Minority Report kind of concept? We've got a way to track you. It isn't about your cell phone anymore. It's about the microbes that you carry. Will this be the next level of detection? You won't be able to hide, because even if you think you're covering up, you're still breathing. And literally what's coming off of you and out of you is something that is detectable. This is actually a pretty wild finding. So they talk about your microbiome is more unique, if you will, than your fingerprint. Could it be a way that you could be detected? Now, is there a positive thing that could be determined here? I suppose if they could analyze what your microbiome is giving off, outgassing, so to speak. No, that's not a tooting joke. But could they say, in a healthy state, this is what we should detect? If you're chronically ill, we've identified that. Will your microbiome cloud be different? Key species, they said, included Streptococcus, usually found in the mouth. Remember, we talk about strep throat infections. This is why the germ theory is bogus. Because if we were really, you know, basically as vulnerable as having contact with a germ that we would die, we would all die of a strep throat infection, or at the very least, we would all have strep throat infections. Because strep is a normal, let's say, oral colonizing bacteria. It's just one of them. And Streptococcus is what we talk about when we talk about strep throat. We should all have strep throat because the strep is there. But it's a teaching moment as well, as one that is a germaphobe will freak out no matter what I say. I can't reach them. But the results of this study confirm that an occupied space is microbially distinct from an unoccupied one. They demonstrated for the first time that individuals release their own personalized microbial cloud. No mention of odor, just... You know, I guess this is another thing. You won't need motion detectors now. If you can defeat a motion detector, maybe there's a microbial cloud, a microbiome cloud detector. That'll be the new level of security wherever you are. Do you need to be that secure? I don't know. Spray a little silver on it, I guess. Okay, we got to take a break. The drug price outcry. The story continues. Also, I got questions of the day. We're going to get to that as well. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I hope to see some of y'all in Dallas, Texas, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Homeo Prophylaxis, the worldwide choice for disease prevention, especially as more of y'all are waking up to the dangers of artificially inducing antibody responses through injection for all the reasons we cover here regularly on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are talking a safe, effective choice to promote disease prevention that is non-toxic, doesn't need to be injected, and it works by educating and strengthening the immune system without destroying it. And it will benefit, if it hasn't already, millions of people around the world, as it has for over 200 years. There are links to register in the show notes at robertscadbell.com, and you can get 15% off your registration price if you act now. Go do it. The discount code is CHOICE, capital C, and then CHOICE. And also Tampa Bay area. Those of you who love to go to Abby's, we love all the organic food available for us there. I'll have to come early to get something to eat, but it's October the 29th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. This is going to be a live local event. Op-Ed says he'll be with me on that one. That's going to be great. And we also have the United States Health Freedom Congress, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. That's in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Links are in the show notes, all there, plus signing up for Mango for Health, Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, and, of course, the Oral Health, Holistic Oral Health Summit. You still have time to sign up for free, September 28th through the 5th of October. 80% of disease symptoms caused by problems in the mouth, and unfortunately, the dental industry, not really suited to actually move holistically unless they've gone outside of their official training. But this seminar is something you want to sign up with or for, and it'll change your life for the better. And I'm featured in it as well. Now, going to the pharmaceutical industry, the drug pricing outcry with this Martin Shkreli guy. By the way, he looks like Loki, don't you think? From, what is that interdimensional villain from, what is that comic book movie? The Ghostbusters? No, it's probably not that. Patrick, you know the Marvel Comics universe better than I do. It's probably the Avengers. Yeah, the Avengers. I remember them now. Anyway, would this guy be a supervillain, Martin Shkreli, because he raised the prices of his touring drug? Touring around the country, around the world, and they're going to throw eggs and things at him because he raised the drug. We covered this yesterday. 5,000%. This is supposedly used for AIDS and cancer patients. Toxoplasmosis drug. Now, Daraprim is been around for a while, but he raised the price when he bought the company from $13.50 a pill to $750 bucks a pill. And you think that he would back off, you know, with all of the outrage that is being thrown his way? And the guy's like unapologetic. I'll give him credit for that. He's like, I got the courage of my convictions. I believe in capitalism all for all it's worth, right? CEO Martin Shkreli said the company was charging the right price that the markets and prior owners missed. They were. It was too cheap before. I bought the thing. I wanted to make some money, so I'm raising the price. Yeah, okay. But the problem is, he can raise the price because it is a monopoly on the treatment of toxoplasmosis. I mean, there may be a few other things they could do, but very few relative to all the things we could do out in the natural world that does not require a patent or FDA approval. Now, I mentioned just one, the use of silver intravenously to wipe out toxoplasmosis for fractions of a penny on the dollar compared to $750 bucks a pill to poison you while they're trying to cure you, right? But that's not considered. That is not taken into consideration. It's not discussed. I haven't seen it anywhere in the media, even lacking discussion of it in the new media that should know a little bit better. Don't cry about the price of drugs. It's a monopoly. At $13.50, it's already too expensive. And the expense is not what you're paying for the drug. It's the deadly effects of taking these drugs. And, of course, AIDS as a construct is real. The immune deficiency is real. But the cause being HIV is not, because there's no test to detect it. And I don't have time to go into that today. For those of you who are new listeners and shocked by me saying that, I'll just say it. HIV tests do not detect HIV. All right? Deal with it. Deal with it. Now, not everybody has the courage of their convictions like Shkreli does. And I'm not saying I like the guy. I'm just saying I don't give a flip if he wants to charge $5,000 a pill. Doesn't matter to me, because in a monopoly, we are denied, the people with AIDS or cancer, denied access to the things that could actually help them and not hurt them and actually be very affordable. Amid outcry over drug price gouging, company rescinds TB drug sticker increase. Another story related to this. A huge hike in the price of a tuberculosis drug has been rolled back amid an outcry over the 5,000% leap in the price of the other drug we just mentioned. A nonprofit group affiliated with Purdue University sold the rights to cycloserine to Rodelis Therapeutics on August 19th, but it demanded them back after Rodelis raised the price from $16 per capsule to $360 bucks. Like, it's a gold mine. It's like, all I have to do is invest in a drug company and then jack up the prices, and I'm instantly going to make my purchase price back. You can call it blood money. You can call it evil. My problem is it's not operating by true market forces. They're making this stuff up as they go along, and there's nothing that can be done, ultimately. Yeah, you can raise a stink about it, but the wrong stink. The real stink should be states. Use the 10th Amendment Sheriffs on a local level use it as well, and kick the feds out. And that includes and especially means kicking the Fear and Death Administration out. They don't belong in your state. And then making your state a health freedom state. A health freedom refuge, if you will. A place where the people of your state and those who visit it can access things that work that are unapproved by the FDA. They're not allowed to fraudulently claim something that is so far out of reality. It's not about being able to be fraudulent. We already have fraud coming from Big Pharma with the help of the FDA and the CDC and everybody else. We're talking about really stating facts, truthfully stating even your beliefs about something, but acknowledging, for instance, what scientific backing you may or may not have. You can't make it up. If you make it up, you're doing fraud. But you don't get to have the gatekeepers of the Fear and Death Administration who are regulating. In fact, they're not. They're basically enabling the drug industry to poison everything that moves and have a monopoly over treatment of anything and everything. So what we see here is different. Rather than crying about the drug prices, we say, where is freedom in this equation? Capitalism as it exists today in the pharmaceutical industry is not real capitalism anyway. It's crony capitalism or crapitalism. A free market would allow you, me, whoever, to get together and decide what we want to utilize, what we want to purchase, or what we want to sell. We're not allowed to poison people. We're not allowed to kill people. But you see what's happened with the regulatory framework and environment with a centralized bureaucracy and bureaucratic oligarchy. They are allowed to deceive you. They are allowed to defraud you. They are allowed to bilk you. They are allowed to kill you without consequence. Until yesterday's story about the peanut guy. And that was a shocker that they actually nailed him. So the question is, when will they nail the Big Pharma minions and the people in FDA about approving what is turned into the leading cause of death annually, iatrogenesis, death caused by medicine, death caused by modern medicine? Quit crying about the price of drugs and demand that your state kicks the FDA out, kicks the feds out, and establishes your state as a health freedom state, a freedom refuge. Of course, Hillary Clinton, she wouldn't like that because she loves big government. She's going to go after them with price gouging, congressional who knows whatevers. I mean, and the Republicans also are ultimately going to back down on this because they don't want to be looked at as villains instead of standing on principle. Where's the free market? Where's freedom? Where are my questions of the day?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first question of the day actually comes from Elizabeth. She actually asked this question. I said, a refuge, interesting. Is there such a place to go for medical refugees? Family is taking away my rights to have a say over my own body because I won't get my organs taken out. Soon going to force me against my will. I know there's a better way. Where can I go that's safe and I can heal? Wow. Wow, that's a... You want to talk about a pickle? In fact, I planted lots of cucumbers, some pickling cucumbers, but man, Elizabeth, that is a pickle. I mean, if you don't have the autonomy economically or viability to care for yourself, where's the refuge out here? Because as you know, it's all medically monopolized. And if you want to go to a refuge, you almost have to leave the confines of the United States and go into, for instance, a Native American, or what they call American Indian territory. Or maybe you could see a medicine man, or you go to Mexico or Central America or Thailand, places where they have what they call medical tourism, where you can access holistic places to support your recovery protocols and programs. I mean, maybe that'll be the next thing, to establish these medical refuges where people who are basically medical refugees, we talk about refugees coming from Syria, what about those who are assaulted medically in the United States? Where do they run to? Where do they hide? Where can they get help? You know, this is the kind of thing that will hurt your heart if you're compassionate and say, you know, you want to help, but you realize the only help being gotten is to steal from somebody in order to prop up the pharmaceutical industrial complex to make sure people get their drugs, their surgery, their vaccines, remove your organs, for instance, instead of detoxifying. Fasting is a refuge if you can do it. Obviously, you need good water as well. Elizabeth, I don't have a good answer for you, but go deep down into prayer, into contemplative prayer, meditative state. And connect with the source of all sources, whether you call that God or whatever you call it. It doesn't bother me. Just make that connection. And then be open to the gifts of healing, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, divine spirit, whatever you call it, that they're trying to give you now in spite of the situation that seems darn near impossible to recover from. Second question, and bless you, Elizabeth, I feel for you. Hi, I had the pleasure of meeting you at the Healing Strong Conference in Atlanta a few years ago. I'm from Canada. Would like to get your insight on how you could best move into the area of learning more and educating myself and others on a wide variety of personal health issues. I'm currently working a 9-to-5 job, but and through some family health challenges, my wife and I have done a lot of reading and information gathering on how to treat cancer in a non-conventional way. We have seen Dr. Batar and received treatment in his clinic in the U.S. I can see myself potentially meeting with people who have health concerns or may want to be proactive with their health and from a non-medical perspective, giving them some advice on how they could find out what is going on inside their bodies to cause some of the other symptoms they may have. Things like food sensitivity, testing, things causing inflammation, determining if they're low on minerals, enzyme requirements, and other. Would you have any suggestions for me other than continuing to read, learn, and educate myself? Thanks for taking time to review this. Well, I appreciate you asking, Dennis, but I'm up on a break. I'm going to have to answer your question on the other side of the break, so stick with me, and if I have time, I'll tell you what's more dangerous than shark attacks. It's really weird. Thanks, Super Don, wherever you are. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I told Super Don he could live close enough to the studio where he could bike to it, but no. He would sweat too much, so he's stuck in traffic. That's what the deal is. Coming up next hour, Liam Sheff is back, and we're going to talk with our new friend, Dr. Adiel Tel-Oren, and he's originally from Israel, fascinating physician. We're going to talk about lesions, cancerous and non-cancerous skin lesions, and what to do about it. Very interesting hour up and coming. Now, we had a question of the day just come through here. And this was, the refugees, I didn't know much more to do that with that. But Dennis was asking about learning to be a healing consultant or health consultant. And I think in the future, which is now, we're already in the future, the value that will be placed on health will be much different, much greater than it is today. Those who actually know how to teach you what to do, as opposed to those who can prescribe for you a drug to poison you, are going to be much more valued in the future. And that's very soon. Already it's happening. Again, this is the desperation of the vaccine industrial complex going to Coca-Cola to say, how do we market vaccines? There are people that are hesitating. Oh, they're doing more than hesitating. They're waking up to realize you think Martin Shkreli is evil for raising drug prices like Loki. No, the vaccine industry is basically poisoning us for profit and getting the mandates, and there's no liability when they harm us or our children. They're not going to be able to roll that one back unless we live in an absolute totalitarian democratic dictatorship like they do in California with the passage of SB 277, unless they can overturn it. Don't know. But the question in terms of an answer, I want to give an answer to Dennis about that. What can you do? One of the things is just read like you're doing. Another thing, like we talk about with Dr. Frank King, he teaches techniques, muscle testing, kinesiology, the use of pendulum. There are a lot of subtle techniques, but very powerful and real techniques that can help you indicate or get indications, even if you haven't been through 10 years of medical school training. You're not qualified to do surgery, but you are qualified to help folks in need. If you have a heart, a sensitive heart, a good ear or two, and that connection to the spirit that drives us all. Now, if you want more formalized training, I have many good friends that have been through the program at Trinity School of Natural Health. TrinitySchool.org is a great option for you, and you can do it from distance, at your own pace, at your leisure, and then, every once in a while they meet at events to catch you up and, the testing and qualifications. Our good friend Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, she went through Trinity School. I know a lot of people that have. Great people that run it. And that's a good option for you even from Canada. Now, you're not going to get licensed, but
Remember what I've said about licensure. It's permission to do that which is a privilege. And if you think helping folks out is a privilege, well, I can, you can be humble and say it's a privilege to help you out. But no, it's your right to do so if you're asked by someone who sincerely wants your help. And they might even compensate you for it. Isn't that a right that you have to exchange, to contract, the right to contract? That's a right. That's not a privilege. So I would say look to that. There are many correspondence courses. Trinity School has a really good one. And check it out. Now, last story of the hour before we get into topical skin lesions. Happens to be something that there's more dangerous than sharks, more deadly than sharks. Something that I'm not real familiar with, but I've heard about them. I've seen them. They're called selfie sticks. Selfie sticks. Now, if I was coming out of the 20th century and the 21st and first heard taking a selfie, it does sound a little awkward, perhaps a little something that you should be doing on your own in privacy. But it's like that, the selfie. I don't know about that. But it's turned into this phenomenon, and people are putting their phones on sticks so that they can do these selfies, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And they're walking into traffic. They're getting hit by buses and trains. There have been people literally walking on a cliff edge and going over the edge because they're more interested in taking a selfie than paying attention to, well, their life and how quickly it could end. Patrick on the board called it a Darwin stick, right? This is not that I'm into Darwin, but, you know, you want to take yourself out of the gene pool. That's, I guess, one of the ways that it could happen. I mean, it's fun to take pictures with friends. Don't get me wrong. It is. But don't do it at the price of your life. Not a good plan. I'd rather be swimming with the sharks, which most often don't eat humans unless it's murky water or you're bleeding already. Anyway, healing the skin, that's what we want to do next hour. Check out all the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thank you all for being here. Please tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, GCN, Natural News Radio, and all over planet Earth. It's right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.